Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're about to relive the Cowboys' glorious Week 1 victory. Little two guys, one booth, including the play-by-play debut of a member of the G-Bag Nation who can now say he's done Cowboys play-by-play on the radio. That's pretty cool. Christian McCaffrey out tonight?
He is out, inactive.
Yeah, this is a stutter. It's still apparently not ready to rock.
Calf and his ankle, been a problem.
Yeah, so it'll be Jordan Mason starting tonight. Fantasy owners out there, if you can scramble the waiver wire, or if you just handcuffed Christian McCaffrey, that was the smart play. That's what I did in our fan league, so I am going to be able to play Mason in this pinch. But hour and a half before kickoff, you find out Christian McCaffrey is going to be inactive. That is a bummer out there.
Because in our fan league, you had the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
And so you did the McCaffrey, but you did the smart thing
gambled,
of understanding the health
questions.
I was nervous. Yeah, that is definitely a bummer. But if I'm a Niners fan right now, I'm like, hey, this is what you should be doing. Your week one is really not that important if you're a team like the Niners. You got to make sure that Christian McCaffrey, and we've seen since he's been traded there, their offense is completely different. If you don't have him, it doesn't seem like that offense works quite the same way. So if he's even somewhat banged up, I'd be like, fine, let him sit. I bet this Mason kid will go out there and have a night.
Yeah, the Niners are tough, but you take away Debo, Trent Williams, or Christian McCaffrey, and I think they are very beatable. And, you know, they've had good injury luck so far with McCaffrey since they traded for him. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right, if you're new to this, every single year here on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, we've got a nine-hour game day with pregame, the game, and then postgame. And what we like to do is try and get anything great or funny or terrible that happens during that nine-hour game day and replay it in a segment we like to call Two Guys, One Booth.
All right, let's do that other thing. We have to start with the pregame fiasco that directly involves me. I got to own it. It's me and Aaron Andrews, and it was a super struggle. But before we play that sound, earlier this morning when Sean and RJ were going to play the sound to relive my super embarrassing, awful moment, Peyton was setting it up. And listen to just how disrespectful Peyton is here, just taking shots at me leading into my 90 seconds of embarrassment with Aaron Andrews.
Man, if you guys thought Tom Brady had a rough first day on the job, Eric Chiafalo looked like a fan phenom out there first day.
Double shots fired. Take that, Blake.
This was awful. No, shots at Blake.
Take that, Blake. Blake is a fan of, what are you talking about?
I did not mean it like that. I was just saying first day on the job, so that's what I was getting at there. No shots to Blake. I love you. But, man, this is the Cowboys pregame with Eric Schiaffalo, Brian Bross of the G-Bag Nation, and they had Aaron Andrews on of Fox. Notice how I said Andrews' last name, by the way.
Oh, no.
So Eric's going through this interview.
Damn, if Peyton is correcting you on names, you know you done messed up.
And this is about a minute 40 of just pure goldness of Eric and his basically goldness. His first day on the job.
Pure goldness.
Pure
his
goldness.
First day on the job here on the pregame show.
Well, there's Peyton, you know, limping into a soundbite there as he struggled to speak as well.
Yeah.
So now
he stumbles over himself.
And Peyton, pot calling the kettle black there.
Yeah, shut up, Peyton.
Peyton was lashing out a little bit because I had to get on Peyton as the producer of the pregame show yesterday because he did the thing where we have a hard out at some point. And even though we're right here in studio, he's in my ear.
Go to break.
30.
Go to break.
20.
Okay, this is annoying you
10.
Too.
I said, as soon as I threw it, I said, Peyton, never do that again.
Yes.
Why would you? You told me what the hard out was.
Right.
I know what it is. Why would you tell me the hard out in the first place if you're just going to come in my ear while I'm trying to talk and get this thing to the commercial break
hard out?
And you're going to be peppering me in my ear with nonsense as if I don't know what the hard out is.
Bless
it was a rookie mistake.
Yep.
It was embarrassing, almost as embarrassing as Peyton being on the microphone. I'm surprised they still allow him to use that thing.
Yeah, I can't believe he has his own segment. That's unbelievable. But I'm with you. He started doing that to me yesterday during the half in the post game, and I'm like, you've given me the hard out. As soon as he starts doing that, I'm starting to think to myself, like, he's messed the hard out up. It's actually earlier than it is.
Now I'm starting to
sweat.
So
now I'm like,
Which has happened before.
Yeah, and do I need a break right now? Like, now you're confusing me. Just shut up, stick to the time, and let us be professionals. Or try to be.
Yeah. Shut your damn mouth, Peyton. All right, there's my lashing out for the moment, but here's the pregame disaster. As we kick off a brand new NFL season here on The Fan, and she will, of course, be alongside Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady, Tom Rinaldi, a no question about it favorite guest of ours here on the official pregame show of America's Team. It's Aaron Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, happy game day to you. I guess besides CD there on that cut, we can now include Dak, right?
We actually thought Dak was going to sign that contract the day after our interview. We did it, I think, on a Tuesday, and we thought that's when it was going to happen, but regardless for him and his sweet little family, so glad it got done and happy for Cowboys fans too.
Yes, absolutely. So is that something we can expect today on the Fox pregame show? You're sitting down with Dak?
Well, it already happened. The Fox pregame show? Yeah.
Okay.
It happened at noon.
Okay, fair enough. I was thinking before the Cowboys kick off, but that's my apologies.
No worries. So you weren't watching, but that's okay.
Well,
it went well. It went great.
You know, I mean, you can multitask with the best of them, but I'm here doing radio, watching television. I can't do the same things. We're not all as talented as Aaron Andrews. So what's the vibe around this football team right now?
I think the vibe is just, you know, excited. It's week one. Everybody's undefeated, right? Everybody's talking about Super Bowls except for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was from their pregame show. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that as well, but I don't know if you watch pregame shows.
Well, Aaron, you're the best in the business. We appreciate the time as always. And in this commercial break, we're going to go listen to that pregame Dak interview.
Yeah, what the heck?
Sorry about that, Aaron. You're the best, though. We appreciate it. Aaron Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Holy smokes, could that have gone worse to start?
I mean,
when you talk about first impressions or everything, jeez. I just completely S the bet on that.
Yeah. Okay. So which one do you feel worse about?
I think I actually feel worse about the Andrew line. I didn't even realize in the moment that I had said that. We were getting texts about it. So after I was like, did I actually call
Andrew?
Her Andrew? And Broadus was like looking at me like, yeah, unfortunately, you know, you did. You did make that stupid mistake. So they were both awful, and they kept me up last night. Yeah, they really did.
Well, as a broadcast veteran, I would say it gets much worse than that, dude, if you're beating yourself up over that.
Yeah, she didn't seem...
It's a high standard.
I think she was, like, kind of actually having fun with it a little bit.
I think she was.
Back.
I really wasn't upset at her. Yeah. I just felt like a schmo.
No, don't worry about it, dude. It was first game. Who cares? It's okay.
Yeah. You know, preseason form. I didn't play in the preseason games.
No.
You know? So I'm still knocking the rust off a little bit.
We're on to New Orleans.
But It was. I called her Andrew, and that's the one where I'm like, where did that?
That was a little weird.
Where did that even come from?
But you did set up Aaron Andrews, and then you just said Andrew.
And then, I don't know. I short circuited.
Yeah,
and then I leaked confidence all over the studio, and I was not myself the remainder of the program. It was like at the beginning too. That's what really sucked.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I got torn up on Tuesday, but at least I was right. You know, I was factually right
exactly.
in my situation.
Exactly. And that's what hurts the most.
Doubling down. All right. Who did you have on your bingo card as the Cowboys' first touchdown of the season? If you had Brandon Cooks, congratulations.
Third down. Prescott back. Looking deep to the middle. He's got a man all alone. Tap at the goal line. It's Cooks for the Cowboys' first touchdown of the year. Brandon Cooks, and the Cowboys have their first lead of the season on the Miller Lite first touchdown of the game.
It really was a beautiful play.
Yeah.
Well designed.
Gorgeous.
They got the blitz. I think they probably blew the pickup
on
it.
Yeah, Brady even mentioned that, I think, after the game when he was talking about it. He was like, you know, Dak
handled
tried
it well,
to,
but
tried to call out of it, slide the protection. Maybe they didn't pick it up right, but, hey, Dak read it right away, knew where he needed to go with the ball.
Yep.
Yes, he did. All right, now we get to a little brown and down situation.
But on offense, timeouts called.
Got a brown down.
Shaken up. A brown out. It's a brown out.
Ever browned out before?
Brown out.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're full on blackout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you don't remember it, but it was a little phasing.
Okay. I got you.
It's like spotty.
I had a different definition of the brownout. Back to you, Wolchuk.
Did a pooping in the pants deal there. Mm-hmm. How about our guy, Plano Zone, best kicker in the National Football League? What a day it was for him yesterday, Butter Aubrey.
57, right hash. Line drive, boom. It's a pound of butter.
Guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He is now 11. Of 11 from 50 plus in his career. 11 of 11, 50 plus. Wow, what a kick.
Pound of butter.
Yeah, he's a superstar. I heard Wolchuk in the postgame call him a weapon. He absolutely is that.
He's a weapon.
And that's wonderful. If this defense is going to fly around like this and you're going to have Turpin being electric in the return game and then you have a kicker that you can depend on literally anywhere from the field, my goodness, that is quite the advantage. And it is fair, 817. There was also an added thing to the Aaron Andrews mistake at the end. As soon as that interview ends, I throw it to break. And I'm so used to saying, like, next in the nation.
Yeah.
And so I screwed that up as well, where it's the pregame show. It's not the nation. So I sent it to break, and then I say, coming up next in the nation or on the fan. And that was after 10 minutes of just a disaster segment. So good call, 817. We should have kept that in there as
good
well.
Good call.
It was a nice little exclamation point to my incompetence. Yes. Wolchuk. So now the next clip here. Now I'm driving home, right? And I'm just, I'm thinking about everything and
thinking and I'm staring.
I'm listening
I'm
to the game.
And I'm staring.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the audio goes out. And I'm like, wow, now my radio is going to crap out on me. This day's just getting better and better.
At least
I'm
your air conditioning works now.
Yes. And I'm switching over to different stations. I'm like, well, those stations are working. I'm like, oh, no, we may have had like a technical issue.
Yeah.
And then, boom, in comes the beautiful voice of Zach Wolchuk.
But this is a big third down play. As you mentioned, third and 10. See if they could play the coverage across and get the pressure that they need here.
Watson looking, checks it down over the middle, complete to Ford, but he's going to be short of the first down marker. Eric Kendricks already making his presence felt as the Cowboys are going to get a three and out.
Yeah, Kendricks overshown. This linebacker crew has been really aggressive here. Right here, we're looking at the pass rush. Micah Parsons going down inside with Tank on the outside. Just a little bit different look of having to deal with two quality edge rushers to the same side. Put a lot of pressure on the Browns there, forced to check that ball down.
Cleveland having to punt. That was a third down and 11. They picked up 8 on the pass to Ford over the middle. Turpin back to field this kick from Cleveland. 5 minutes and counting. Cowboys leading 7-3, fourth down and 3 for Cleveland. That's part one. Solid, right?
I mean,
it's okay.
Good.
We're a little flustered. We're sitting there. We're hanging out. Just a couple of guys watching the game. Next thing you know, okay, we're watching the TV, calling the game. Let's do this. So here was the end. We're waiting. Eventually, they're going to get this thing back. And the final call for myself and Brian. First down and 10, and Rico Dowdle goes right up the middle for a one-yard pickup. Cowboys with the ball first and 10 at their own 10. It'll now be second down and 9. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus as we've got some technical difficulties in Cleveland. We'll get back out there with Brad and Babe here in just a moment. Prescott now under center. Play fake to Dowdle, rolling to his right. Hits Ferguson in the flat up to the 15, and he'll be tackled right around the 16-17-yard line there. And that'll set up a third down and short for Dallas.
Yeah, a really good design right there. We like the boots and the waggles. When you have a team that's really good with the pass rush, try and slow that rush down. Prescott with the good play fake going to his left and spins that thing to the right outside to Ferguson for a nice quality game.
We throw things back out to Brad and Babe.
Boom. Nice work, gentlemen.
Tried to make it seamless. Yeah,
you painted the picture beautifully. I mean, I'm driving home, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen here? And then here comes Wolchuk and Broaddus saving the day, acting like they've been there before.
Give us a little seasoning. I think we could have something here,
I think
Brian.
We got something there, yeah.
Damn good stuff, gentlemen. All right, we all have to deal with temptations sometimes. Who had to deal with it yesterday?
Are the Notations a Motown group, Brad?
They were.
Were they?
Yes, they were a kind of a forerunner of the Four Tops.
Or the Temptations. They're kind of a cross between the Four Tops and the Temptations.
Yeah, they're the Notations.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I absolutely love it.
I love it.
But do you guys, I mean, where are we at with the grading of Brad and Babe to this point? I mean, are they?
Sound
are
like
they,
midseason form.
Yeah.
You think it sound like midseason form?
I like the back and forth.
Yeah.
The comfortable in the booth. Yep. Like they've worked together before.
The comfort level is definitely there.
Unlike Burkhart and Tom.
It was definitely not as cringy as Tom and Burkhart at times. It was nice to have Trayvon Diggs back. And, I think we had a new type of tackle here for Diggs.
You don't see the leg whip often, but when you do, it's a clear cut. It's not like, would you call that?
And it's usually on an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Almost never do you see it on a defensive back.
He just said, to heck with it, I'm not going to tackle you, so I'll just leg whip you down.
Leg whip you down.
It's
leg,
a nice,
leg whip you down.
It's a nice patented move right there. Did he use the ACL leg or did he use the other one?
I hope
that's a really good question.
Actually, if it's the ACL leg, then that just shows.
I can watch the play. We'll figure it out.
It just shows the confidence that he has in the reconstruction.
You know, I'm going to whip that leg out there.
Mm.
Speaking of whipping it out, here comes Turpin, 60 yards to pay dirt.
So, Kevontae Turpin's going to stand at his 35 and wait for the punt from Corey Bjorkus.
Yeah, and they've had a couple of good returns. I mean, he's been real close to breaking one, but a couple of nice returns, but looking for the big one. Maybe it'll come right here with the Browns backed up a little bit.
Bjorkus standing in the middle of his own end zone. The kick actually comes from the goal line. A little end-over-end wobbler taken at the 40 by Turpin. Trying to get up the middle, 50, 45, get a block. Right sideline, 30, he's pointing. 20 and to the 15, to the 10. There's your return, Kevontae Turpin for the 60-yard punt return.
Oh, baby, we'd been waiting for it. And finally, he cashes in. Now, when he started pointing, I got a little bit nervous. I'm like, we've seen this before.
Yes.
Are you about to run into one of your own guys?
I think he almost ran into Deuce Vaughn.
He was looking for somebody to run into. Yeah.
But thank God, he finished the play, and the Cowboys certainly finished the game. In fact, this one was over probably at halftime. Cleveland fans knew it. Christie letting us know the Cowboy fans were letting the dog pound hear it.
Browns fans are just streaming for the exits. This looks like the final minutes of a preseason game instead of 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's basically just Cowboys fans left, and the ones in the corner of the end zone are happy they did because Trayvon Diggs in celebration threw that ball he intercepted into the end zone. So some Cowboy fan is going home with a souvenir. You can hear them chanting, "Let's go Cowboys," behind me.
I think it's a fine.
It is a fine.
Wow. Well, it's good to hear Christie get in the mix there.
It was, I don't think she was able to be heard for the first half of the game. I think we were having the technical difficulty there.
I didn't hear.
Yeah. I mean, Gators are out even on Sundays. They don't take weekends off.
No, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a vicious one.
It's our first edition of Two Guys, One Booth.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Thank you, Chia Follow. Every Cowboys Monday, 6 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we're heading for a sports hodgepodge, right, Eric?
Yes, sir. Among other things, we have a football or ball sack. You make the call next year in the nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, it's time now for a sports hodgepodge. Big evening coming up here, G-Bag Nation. The Cowboys Hour 7 to 8, you'll have linebacker Eric Kendricks. Then the Get Right's coming up tonight, 8 to 11. And speaking of 11 a.m. on Saturday, you're going to have Bama versus Wisconsin right here on 105 through the Fan. A big college football Saturday is on the sked. This segment is brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And this segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And here's Chia Fala with that Hodge.
Thank you very much. We do have Monday Night Football tonight. It's Jets in San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers, Brock Purdy, no Christian McCaffrey. He is a late scratch here dealing with the calf injury. So it'll be with Jordan Mason getting the start there for the Niners. Yes. That's definitely a big blow to that game and that offense. And we also found out earlier today that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the subject of a Netflix docuseries called Aaron Rodgers Enigma, which is premiering in December, which I believe is going to chronicle his Achilles recovery.
Lovely.
That's what I've understood as to what they're going to be doing.
Supposed
there.
Supposed to come out when he returned last December.
Yeah, exactly.
They had to postpone it.
Yeah, they had to postpone it because, of course, that was never going to be realistic. But, yeah. Man, I am so excited to watch him tonight and just see what
he's got left.
Does it end up being good? What terrible?
Yes, because we've never seen this before. We've never seen a guy this age coming off of that injury. And so can he be the guy that, I mean, we know how beautiful of a ball he throws. And so, yeah, I mean, well, Troy had the best balls, but Aaron's up there. There's no questions. Aaron's is up there. And just the Jets in general are hilarious. I don't know. And then also with the Niners and people thinking maybe they've taken sort of like a half step back, still one of the favorites in the conference, but a lot of people are like a little bit down on the Niners more so than they have been over the last few years. So, again, the NFL did it right. Thursday night was incredible. Friday night was awesome. Last night, overtime, Detroit and the Rams. And then now tonight you get the week one finale of San Francisco and the Jets. So this is very, very exciting stuff. Now, from a Cowboys standpoint, I saw on the Tom Brady Instagram, back to work, he says, and it's a big thing of paper that includes Cowboys and Saints on the cover. So does that mean they're back on the call, even though this is an early noon kick? That's still going to be the Fox game.
Yeah, they got it this week. Sure. Yeah.
So we're going to get Brady again.
Yeah.
Another Burkhart and Britt. Maybe I get my Aaron Andrews redemption there.
Probably
in the pregame.
Rinaldi.
Or she'll probably say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah,
but
I think Tim's going to avoid that one.
But wow, we get another opportunity at Brady here.
Yeah, you know, and I think we're going to have to give this a significant amount of time. I hope that he could improve game one to game two in a meaningful way. I think if he tries harder, you know, that could be something more prep. That could be something for sure. I'm glad to see that he's inspired here on a Monday to go ahead and dig into that prep a little early. Because I think yesterday he just sounded unprepared and like unsure of himself, you know, throughout the majority of that game. There were several awkward moments. And I just remember when Tony took the job, how many like auditions that he did, him and Jim Nantz at this tiny press box at the Hall of Fame game, just because he wanted reps. You know, sitting in a home studio, just watching games, trying to work everything out. And he had done dozens of games by the time he arrived for week one of his debut. And it was very clear Tom had done very little to get ready.
Little bit clunky for sure. Just kind of his general cadence at times. You weren't sure, like, is he stopping his sentence? Is he still in the middle of a sentence? Whatever. But I still appreciated at least some of his analysis, but I do think it's fair to say it was probably a little bit underwhelming given the expectations that we had for him. And we're about to do some more Tom versus Tony comparisons, but I did want to also point out Pro Football Focus doesn't know what they're doing a lot of the time, like with the DeMarcus Lawrence grade for the game, making it seem like DeMarcus Lawrence didn't have himself a good game yesterday.
Was it in the 50s?
That's a joke. Yeah, it was in the 50s. Yeah. But they did nail DeMarvian Overshown. They're calling him the second highest graded linebacker of week one in all of football.
Ooh, I love it.
So nice. Overshown, he was all that he was cracked up to be. And even Pro Football Focus thinks he had an awesome game. We'll get to football or ball sack here in just a second, but here's some sound from ESPN's NFL Sunday Morning Countdown pregame show.
Oh, you watched that one, huh?
I actually didn't watch this one, but did y'all see the Drew Bledsoe clip?
Yes, I saw that.
Tony pretty good. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so they're doing the thing where it's like it's Tom's first day in the booth. We've seen this before with Tony. One thing that's in the middle there that connects all the dots is Drew Bledsoe was with the Patriots and Tom, and then, of course, was the quarterback for the Cowboys whenever Romo stepped in and took over. And so listen to this, like 30 seconds of Drew Bledsoe and Tony Romo catching a bit of a Sunday stray.
In Dallas, Parcells made the decision to yank me at halftime of a game and throw Romo in there. Really didn't agree with that one. If you're watching this, Romo, you know this is true. The minute that he became the starter, he became pretty big in his own mind. And he was no longer the curious and inquisitive guy. Where that was the difference between him and Tommy. Tommy became the starter. He still was asking all the questions, where all of a sudden Romo was the guy that had all the answers.
Okay.
Man.
Honest
assessment.
I believe it.
Quite the assessment.
Yeah.
Very honest. Drew Bledsoe is a well-respected, likable dude who, even despite the stuff where he's, of course, going to be salty about the Brady situation that took place years ago, he still maintained a very professional and respectful and friendly relationship with Tom despite all of that. So everybody respects Drew Bledsoe, and so his opinion is definitely worth soaking in. And I think it's fair to, I mean, when you're talking about the difference between the greatest in the sport and Tom Brady and then a guy like Romo, who was really, really good, the difference between that good and great right there is usually between the ears. And that's a different type of personality right there, where Brady's like constantly trying to, like, never satisfied. And Romo, when he got a, and that's part of, I think, a Cowboys influence. If Romo was in New England with Belichick in that type of situation and that culture, maybe it plays out a little bit differently for him. But you put the star on and Jerry's winking at you, all of a sudden here's Jessica Simpson and I'm a super beast monster, even though I can't do anything in the postseason.
Well, you know, I think I'd love to hear Tony Romo's response to this, but I think, you know, what Brian kind of suggested there is that Tony wasn't the most liked teammate in his time in the NFL. That's consistent. But I do wonder if, you know, after Drew Bledsoe lost his job in New England, he came here thinking, oh, thankfully. And then it happens again, this time an undrafted guy. And he's starting to feel insecure and seeing the end of it coming if he wasn't a little bit more possessive or territorial about the job after what had happened the previous year in New England.
Right, and I can't say I was surprised to hear that given what we've heard about Romo, but also different situations. Like Bledsoe gets hurt. He's the franchise quarterback there in New England. Then Brady comes in. Brady doesn't know, is this my job? If Bledsoe's healthy, is he coming back? Is he taking over, right? So you're in his ear. You're going back and forth. Bledsoe gets benched at halftime on a Monday night game. That's disgusting.
Giants,
then Romo comes in. He's thinking to himself, this dude's old, washed, not any good anymore. And, man, if you go back to that 2006, the Romo momentum, I mean, he was the face of the National Football League for the second half of that season. He puts on there, who's his dream celebrity crush? It's Jessica Simpson Sunday night against the Panthers. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later, they're dating. Like, it's different. The quarterback of the Cowboys, all of that, Romo was eating it up.
I mean, Bledsoe's got 7 touchdowns and 8 picks in 7 games, you know. But I get it. I get what he said about Tony.
Yeah, the guy that moved on from him, he should really feel mad at is Parcells. You know, that's the guy that, you know, he's, you know, Parcells brought him here, probably promised some things, told him he was going to do this, do that, and, you know, and Parcells is the one that made the decision basically to end his career.
Yeah,
you know, hey, you're no longer going to play quarterback for me. The thing with Parcells is, if you start making mistakes, if you start not protecting the football, he can't trust you anymore. Mm. And that's what happened to Drew. Mm. He just couldn't trust Drew anymore. But, you know, Tony's had a career too where, you know, he could have been helpful to Dak. He wasn't helpful at all.
No, you're right.
You know, Mark Sanchez, to this day, and Eric and I in one of our better pregame interviews, we interviewed Mark Sanchez before a game, and he talks about how him and Dak still maintain this really high-level relationship because of what he did, him and Kellen Moore did to help him in his rookie year.
Now we get to our football or ball sack of the day. We have the Colorado Buffalo Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders story. Did you guys see this one about the fight song?
No.
Okay, yeah, Deion said don't play it. You can't play it. He banned it.
Well, allegedly. You guys make the call here. It is a screen grab of an excerpt of a story that reads, a year later and the fight song doesn't even play in the Colorado Stadium anymore after the quarterback throws a touchdown. Deion Sanders told the band they couldn't play if his son Shedeur scores a touchdown so that the loudspeaker in the stadium can play a recording of his son's song, Perfect Timing. Apparently Shedeur has some type of musical thing that he's done, and he's got a song called Perfect Timing. And so the story goes that Deion, anytime that Shedeur is a part of a touchdown situation, no band play, no fight song, we're going to get the Shedeur single. Hit single. Is that football or ball sack?
I'm going to say it's going to be ball sack. CU's got a great fight song. Fight CU down the field. CU must win. I know the song.
I don't think you could get that past the band, teacher.
That's a great.
I want to say this is ball sack.
They have not. Yeah, they're not doing
this.
This is ball sacking.
It seems as though this is a certified ball sacking.
Goodness.
Because, and I'm just assuming this because, one, I can't find anything with the actual story. It's like a screen grab of what looks like a paragraph from a story, but I'm like, I can't find the story. And Joel Klatt, who's a big-time college football insider.
He's a Colorado guy.
And a Colorado guy, exactly, said this is false.
Okay.
That is all.
Boom.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So the story that has gone super viral today, and Shador is kind of getting himself in some hot water with the way he's talking about his team.
His offensive line,
kind of pointing some fingers there a little bit.
It is true.
And it is true what he's saying. But the quarterback speak, they don't necessarily want you to point the finger. He's like, did Dylan Raiola? I mean, was he under pressure like I was? You know, it's like, yes, that's fair. But as the quarterback, you're supposed to just kind of take it on the chin there. And that's a tough thing to do. That is a very tough thing to do, especially when you're a youngster. You know, you get into the NFL and you start to figure these things out. But that is actually worth the criticism, I would say, over this ball sacking.
The O-line, not Louie.
No.
Maybe some parts are Louie for sure.
Yeah. How about my guy Dylan Raiola?
If you squint at it a certain way, a
couple top 10 picks,
you can see the logo.
The O line's like Samsonite, though.
Yeah.
That's bad. Okay, I got to run. We will. Are we going to cross with the Get Right?
Yeah,
it seems like Fred is in the house, and so is Gavin Spittle and a few other broadcasters. So
who's ever over there to get their ass in here? Let's go.
We'll be chatting with the Get Right, getting you set for the Cowboys Hour with Eric Kendricks, which is coming up at 7 o'clock. Welcome back, Nation. It is time now to get you set up for what's going on the rest of this broadcast evening here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the champs, Texas Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Rangers off tonight. They're in Arizona tomorrow. And coming up at 7 o'clock, it'll be time for the Cowboy Hour. And tonight's guest is Eric Kendricks. So it'll be fun to listen to him with Brad Sham here coming up 7 to 8. Then you will have the Get Right 8 to 11 with Fred and Blake. And Fred joins us now in studio. Good evening, sir.
Hey, a little hour ahead crosstalk. You know, I'm down.
Right on, brother.
I mean, why not? We're here. We're laying out the show. And 3 hours, I mean, you know, you blink, you miss it. So
three hours kind of the sweet spot. I mean,
3 hours really is. It's a good time. So
any guests, anything planned here coming up?
Man, just 3 hours of raw dogging it.
I love it, dude.
3 hours of raw
dog.
That's
what you can do on a Cowboys Monday.
That's exactly what
you
can do.
You don't need a plan.
Look, plenty of Cowboys stuff, game balls, you know, the demise of Deshaun Watson. And I know you guys are talking, and I haven't been able to listen to you guys as much because, you know, I mean, you know, there's roofs to climb for crying out loud. But that being said, you know, me and CA talked a little bit about this yesterday morning. What quarterback can you think of that has gone from hero to zero the way Deshaun Watson has? I mean, let's call it what it is. This dude, I said years ago when I was in Houston, I said, look, him and Pat Mahomes are going to be the next Peyton and Brady. And it looked like that might be the case 3-4 years ago in Arrowhead, right? 24-0, boom, they come back. All right, here we go. And now this dude can't even complete. I mean, he's arguably one of the worst quarterbacks in the National Football League. Forget the trade. Forget the money. He's a bad NFL quarterback. Right?
Yeah.
Who can we think of off the top of our head who went from promising career to straight dud? And you got folks, I mean, y'all played the call. I mean, you got people on social media having meltdowns. I mean.
No, it's a great topic. I think, you know, I had a lot of Broncos friends in my life. So the Jay Cutler thing, like a year after throwing for 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
You know, he's traded on out of there. And then. The other thing from actually growing up in Washington State was Rick Meyer, who wins Rookie of the Year for the Seahawks and then turns into Blaine Gabbert.
What about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, absolutely.
Yeah, there's another good one.
And then RG3 was one that kind of came to mind for me. Now, injury certainly played a part of that. I'm sure Deshaun Watson defenders, if there are any, would say, well, he's been hurt too. But RG3 was like face of the NFL, possibly rookie of the year, took the NFL by storm and then ended up just being a backup.
And at slightly lesser extent, Carson Wentz applies.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is a good one. Yeah,
Carson Wentz fell off the deep end, didn't he?
Yeah,
my Wentz man got that knee injury.
And was Russ, though, when I mentioned Russ, I was thinking of guys that wasn't hurt.
He had the broken hand, which sort of started unraveling things.
Yeah, he was struggling to stay healthy.
But I don't think
Seattle.
That's why he's pathetic.
His sight guy died, too.
Age for him,
and
too.
I don't know if that how much that factored into it. And we all know he's real big into the whole psychology thing. But when his sight guy died, the Trevor Moad guy, when he died, boy, he fell off a cliff. Although I will say this, he did look good at times last year.
At times. You're right about that. I mean, you're down there with Watson in Houston. Is it? Can he handle the pressure of all that? Was the off-the-field stuff wreck him that bad? all the Here's scrutiny the thing, with that.
And I know this just because a very, very good friend of mine is tied into the Houston legal scene and knew kind of the behind the scenes of stuff that was going on. Like, the Texans were complicit.
Yeah.
In what was going on.
Sure.
Okay. Bill O'Brien knew, like, you know, people forget the Texans paid like a $30 million civil lawsuit settlement, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the deal was this. When Bill O'Brien got let go, that was his guy. That was Deshaun's dude, right? And so, you know, look, then he decides after signing that big deal, okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a trade out. And then suddenly women come out of nowhere and say, oh,
got one today came out, right? They had a new one.
It was off the chain. I mean, look, you went from, I mean, it was just the timing of it. I mean, we've all seen guys demand trades. Have you ever seen a cavalcade of women afterwards?
Yeah.
Suddenly say, oh, by the way, he did this, this, and this.
Sure.
And I'll choose my words carefully here. These were not wholesome women, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. And the only thing I'll say about Deshaun is it wasn't quite as egregious as it was made out to be. And that's all. I'll leave it at that.
So are you suggesting maybe that like he's not ashamed or embarrassed of what had happened?
I don't think so at all.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Oh, I don't think so at all. Look,
it didn't affect him then. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. No.
He's just become a bad football player.
I just think he's become a bad football player. Well, I'll tell you what it is. I don't think he's ashamed. But let's put it this way. Okay, look, the internet's a dangerous place.
Sure.
Social media is a dangerous place, okay? And you can get those kinds of services and have complicit women do the things that he did.
Yeah.
Okay? And when that happens, okay, because think about it. Deshaun's story never changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can say what we want about Deshaun Watson. He stayed defiant in what happened from the beginning to the end. All right. And again, when you dabble in that kind of world, when you deal with unsavory practices, you get unsavory people. And that's ultimately what happened. I think it's as much about he had a perfect situation in Houston. Okay. You had a team that was complicit. You had a coach that was complicit. And then when that house of cards fell, he can't come out and say, oh, by the way, these women were this, this, and this.
Sure.
Okay. They've already come out and pointed the finger at him. No pun intended. All right. And so, you know, now look at him. I mean, it's just, and again, I mean, hell, the dude hasn't played, 13 games in 3 years on top of it. So it's just, it was, and again, I'd heard stories back there, you know, back in Houston, what have you, as far as just kind of how he went about doing his business. I mean, you know, that's what he was into. And he'd been, you know, it's all well and good until you decide to demand a trade.
When he arrived in Houston, they had a quarterback disaster going on, and he steps in there and like takes them to winning
ways.
He
saved Bill O'Brien's job.
Yeah.
He saved Bill O'Brien's job. And you know, enough doesn't get made about the fact that, look, let's call it what it is. Houston has drafted, I mean, we love up the Packers, and rightfully so, for what they've been able to do as far as their quarterback situation goes. Texans have drafted two franchise quarterbacks in less than a decade.
Yeah.
You know, how insane is that? I mean, we kind of forget that, you know, in a way. I mean, that's part of the reason why they've been able to flip. I mean, yeah, you got a king's ransom for Deshaun, but guess what? If CJ Stroud, I mean, what? You think this would be happening if they had Bryce Young sitting there at quarterback?
No way.
I mean, this guy looks like a disaster right now.
Yeah.
Lovie Smith did him a favor by trying to win that last game.
Boy, he sure did.
He did. Because I think they'd take Bryce Young, number one, if they had that pick.
Well,
they can say what they want.
And then real quick, I'll ask you this, because I read something the other day where, was it Ziegler? Had a trade lined up for number two to go grab CJ.
Yeah.
And your boy JMD squashed it.
Yeah. Mm. I believe that. I mean, yeah, there's
what a turd.
To me, it's amazing that how that sometimes works out.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, the psychology of it, we saw it in the NBA Finals with Kyrie Irving going back to Boston, a former place, and for whatever reason, it just took him out of a comfort zone. I wouldn't be surprised if Deshaun Watson needs some sort of like Aaron Rodgers, ayahuasca, you know, cleansing in order to get back to being the player that he was.
He needs who was always the one that had maybe a Dr. Phil moment. He needs to go out and get what happened off his chest. I'm telling you, I think him harboring that kind of resentment and whatever the, you know, holding his story that he hasn't really been able to get out, I think is as big as to why this guy can't play. You guys saw him yesterday. I mean, even in the huddle, this dude's a basket case. He really is.
He's really bad.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be the number one, like Britney Spears fall from grace that we've seen amongst these quarterbacks that had any level of success.
He doesn't have dad to blame it on.
What was your favorite part of the Cowboys win?
What was my favorite part of the Cowboys win yet? That they got one. Okay, two things. One, that they got one, and two, that Dak didn't totally bleep the bed. Because, I mean, the defense was phenomenal. And the defense, for all the games I watched over the weekend, for that Cowboy defense to look as good as it has, I will say this, and again, it's one of those, do we go back to, all right, the Browns suck, we get that, and so it's kind of like, all right, great, you won that game, but does it remind you of last year where you beat up on the teams you were supposed to, but you couldn't beat the teams you needed to? And that, it felt a little bit like that yesterday, but we got 17 weeks to fix all that.
Yeah.
Right on, Fred. Well, looking forward to your Cowboys Monday show here there coming up at 8. Okay. The Cowboys Hour coming up next, 7 to 8. You'll have Brad Sham. You'll have Eric Kendricks. And then after that, you're going to have Fred with Blake, who is now in the house. And Blake's getting ready for the show now as well with Mr. Tritely over there.
Ooh.
An entire cast.
Blake it or leave it on a Cowboy victory Monday night.
And that could get hairy. I'm that excited. Could get talked about unsavory.
Those plays made yesterday, though, by Overshown, who is, what, the highest ranked?
Second highest graded linebacker of the weekend, according to Pro Football Focus. So take it with a grain of salt. But we saw it with our own eyes. The dude's a freak show.
You get Diggs back. You get Bland. Neyland.
Still waiting on him for a month.
You know, you get some Linville Joseph. You know, I think there's – now, the second half offensive performance yesterday by the Cowboys left a lot to be desired.
Need to get better.
And I think that's what a lot of people expected when you said, you know, Dak didn't bleep the bed after signing the big contract. You go on the road against a good defense. I expect to see a Cowboys offense struggling, but they built such a great lead yesterday and were able to guide it in for the victory. So now we're 1-0 and on our way to New Orleans. Before is the next week after that Baltimore?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. This is about to get a lot of fun. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Carter Freeman coordinating your video for Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. The Cowboys Hour coming up next. Then the Get Right with Fred and Blake. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.